We're standing inside a circle of trees. Paper birch, aspen, and sugar maples may be 15 feet high. And they're surrounded by a ring of large white pipes spraying the trees with gases. That's the high-pitched noise. Among 12 different circles of trees, some get carbon dioxide, or ozone, or a combination. These are the very gases believed responsible for changing the climate. They hold in the Earth's warmth, forcing surface temperatures higher. Dave Karnosky with Michigan Technological University heads the Aspen Face Project near Rhinelander, Wisconsin. Karnosky's trying to predict how these gases will affect the northern forest.
Those species with aspen and aspen mixed with birch and maple make up a huge portion of our northern forests, and there was a lot of interest by industry as well as to what's going to happen in the future as these greenhouse gases continue to build up in the atmosphere.
Even 10 years ago when this project started, it was clear that carbon dioxide and ozone levels were on the increase. Ozone is destructive. It's bad for people and for plants. Carbon dioxide, on the other hand, is what we exhale and what green plants need to grow. Both gases have been on the increase largely due to burning fossil fuels, such as in coal-fired power plants and in cars and trucks. Karnosky says he knew aspen were quite responsive to both CO2 and ozone.
We weren't sure much about the interaction, but we were sure interested in what would happen with that because those two pollutants are both increasing about the same rate in the atmosphere.
The Aspen Face Project has shown that most trees grow well when exposed to carbon dioxide, and most do poorly in ozone. With the gases combined, bad effects tend to offset the good ones. But results vary greatly between the different kinds of trees, and even within a single species of trees like aspen. Karnosky has found there's a tremendous range of genetic variation, even among the relatively few trees they've tested. That variation makes clear predictions difficult.
It's very tough to make a single prediction for species or individuals within species. There's so much genetic variation. So that's been one of the, I think, kind of the highlights from what I see in terms of a bit of a surprise for us.
That genetic variation could be the forest salvation. Karnosky thinks that if some aspens, for example, die off from ozone, maybe others will do okay and fill the forest back in. Sugar maples, which seem to be more tolerant of ozone, could replace some aspen and birch. Then the mix of trees in the forest would change, but the forest would survive. But there could be problems if the air changes the forest too quickly. Neil Nelson is a plant physiologist with the U.S. Forest Service. Nelson says the region's paper and pulp industries rely heavily on aspen trees. He's uncertain how quickly the forest and forest industry can respond if aspen begins to die off, and how long it might take for other trees to grow in.
One of my colleagues has said, you know, the key issue may be whether things change too fast for our society and economy to adjust to, and I think that's an open question. There seems to be great plasticity, and we aren't quite there in terms of predicting from a forest management standpoint what these results mean.
It takes time to grow trees, maybe too much time if the climate suddenly shifts. The Aspen Face Project has already provided regulators preliminary data on ozone. It could become the basis for future pollution law. But even 10 years into the Aspen Face Project, there's still a lot more data to harvest among the aspen and hardwoods. For the GLRC, I'm Bob Kelleher.